present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel gates. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, where you join us for a second week at the New Theatre in Cardiff. Although the capital city of Wales only since 1955, Cardiff has many reminders of a rich 2,000-year history. Nearby is the 11th-century Castle Coch, a setting for several Hollywood movies. Filming in 1959 with Ingrid Bergman, Humphrey Bogart was inspired on visiting a local colliery to say, of all the joints in all the world, you had to walk... you had to walk into a mine. But a short distance from the city centre is Cardiff Arms Park, the scene of many thrilling rugby matches. Since 1884, Wales has been a leading light in the Five Nations Cup, when the political and ethnic differences of the Irish, Scots, French and Welsh are set aside in a spirit of unity for the mutual enjoyment... for the mutual enjoyment of stuffing it up the English. Another event to bring top-class entries to Cardiff from around the globe is the annual Singer of the World competition, possibly the greatest international sewing machine championship of all. You might gain the impression from the long list of cultural events here that it's only the cream of world-class talent that ever visits Cardiff. How wrong you'd be. Let's meet the teams. They are on my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And on my right, Max Boyce and Tim Brooke Taylor. And the lineup wouldn't be complete without the lovely lady who sits on my left hand. Please welcome the delightful Samantha. Okay, let's start with round one this week, teams. It's called BBC sponsorship. It seems that commercialism at the BBC is creeping in at every level. And it's quite amazing what a subliminal effect incessant advertising can have. I understand our own Barry Cryer has stopped taking two bottles into the shower. Preferring an entire six-pack. So, teams... I'd like you please to provide the titles of well-known BBC programmes that have suffered from overzealous sponsorship. Graham, will you start, please?
David Attenborough with The Life of Birds, I Fish Fingers. The X-Lax File. The Trough is Out There.
Ever Ready, Steady Cook.
They think it's Vauxhall Nova.
Duracell Block H.
And during Lent, the Church of England brings you the Fast Show.
The Natural World of Leather.
This week's big movie, North by NatWest.
MFI Friday.
And two Fiat ladies, and on the other channel two fat larders.
Okay, it's time for the teams to sing along now to some discs in a round called Pick Up Song. To ensure that each panelist is allocated a suitable record, Samantha has spent a rewarding evening amongst the shelves down in the gramophone archive. As ever, her keen eye spotted a firm favourite or two, and she couldn't resist getting them down. Teams, she's ready and waiting at the turntable with her neatly arranged set of 45s on display, and ready to spin for your delight. You should each join in with your song until, at my signal, Samantha turns the volume down. You should then continue singing, and if on the music's return you're within a gnat's crotchet of the original, I'll be awarding points, and points mean prizes. What do points mean?
Prizes!
In harmony, too.
This week's prize will delight the sweet-toothed classical music lover. It's this bag of Schubert dibs. Tim, we're going to start with you. Will you please accompany the lovely Andrews sisters singing Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy?
He was a famous brother grand from old Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowing reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand, because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the comedy jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy.
Oh, they were slow. That's 78s for you.
Okay, it's Max now. Will you please accompany your countryman Tom Jones singing the Green Green Grass of Home?
Down the road I look, and there runs Mary.
Hello, Ma.
Head of gold and lips like cherries. It's good to touch the green, green grass of home. Yes, they'll all come to meet me, arms reaching, smiling sweetly. Ah, it's good to touch the green grass of home. The pains is dry and dry, and there's that old oak tree that I
Okay, Graham, will you accompany George Formby singing When I'm Cleaning Windows?
Now I go cleaning windows to earn an honest bob. For a nosy parker, it's an interesting job. Now it's a job that just suits me. A window cleaner you would be if you can see what I can see when I'm cleaning windows.
Don't help him.
Honeymooning couples too. You should see them bill and coo. You'd be surprised at things they do when I'm cleaning windows. In my profession I work hard, but I'll never stop. I'll climb this blinking ladder till I get right to the top. The blushing bride, she looks divine. The bridegroom, he is doing fine. I'd rather have his job than mine. When
in
I'm
the sweet names I call.
No.
That was your fault.
Okay, Barry, will you please accompany Max's countryman, Tom Jones, singing Kiss?
You don't have to be beautiful to turn me on. I just need your body, baby, from dusk till dawn. You don't need experience to turn me out. You just leave it all up to me. I'll show you what it's all about. You don't have to be rich to be my girl. You don't have to be cool to rule my world. Ain't no particular sign I'm more compatible with. I just want you. I'm
I'll give that 15 points. The teams are now going to play an adaptation of the classic TV show Give Us a Clue, where the chairman gave players a card with a book, play or film title to mime against the clock. The show's still going on in various guises, but connoisseurs agree that the original lineup was best. No one who witnessed the event will ever forget the sparkle in Lionel Blair's eye as he received Free Willy from Michael Ashbrook. For 2 minutes. Obviously, in a game quite so reliant on mime, the humour suffers a little on radio. So in our version, the teams are permitted to utilise an oratorical communication method known technically as speaking. OK, Tim and Max, you're going to start, and your title will now be displayed on the laser display board. And here's the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Dr. Doolittle. Dr. Doolittle.
Right, you're guessing this one, Barry and Graham, so off you go, Tim and Max.
It's two words. It's a book, a film, and I think a musical. Musical. And it goes like this.
Doctor? Doctor? I know you're very busy, but I got this boil. And the pain has been spreading. I know the workload that you people have is enormous, but it's begun to spread now. And doctor, my sister had it, and my brother's had it. And, in fact, all my family have had it. But it's getting far worse. And, doctor, can I once again say how much I appreciate how much you work, and I know that there are far people far worse off than you in the village, and there are people dying all around us, and as we speak, but I know that mine is infinitesimal compared to their complaints, but it's beginning to infest my whole body, doctor, and it's spreading even as we talk. Doctor, Can't you do something?
Next.
I don't care what it was. That was magnificent. Tim was excellent. It was a very apathetic doctor who didn't seem unduly energetic in assuaging the... Doctor apathetic, doctor... Doctor lazy,
doctor disinterested.
Doctor do bugger all. Any thoughts, Graham?
I think you could have been on the right lines there, Barry. Doctor Doolittle.
Right, your turn, Barry and Graham. Your title's now being exhibited on the laser display board. And here again is the mystery voice for listeners at home.
Third rock from the sun. Third rock from the sun.
Right, this is a TV show. It's five words.
Five words.
Hamish.
Oh. You'll have had your tea.
Hamish, whatever are you carrying there, man?
Oh, I'll just put this down
for
a moment.
Put it down. Oh, goodness me, you'll do yourself a mischief if I know you. But, Hamish, what is it?
Well, this is a birthday present from Hamish Jr.
Wee Hamish Jr. It looks just like a great big lump of stone.
Well, that's because it is.
Did he not give you one of these for Christmas?
Aye, he did.
And one for your birthday last year, as I remember.
You speak true. Three in all.
Three. So this will be the dot, dot, dot.
Dot, dot, indeed.
I've absolutely no idea. TV, wasn't it?
Stone. A stone got anything to do with it?
Oh. Yeah. Yeah. Something like a stone. Big stone.
Boulder.
Very like a boulder.
Very like a boulder.
What? Rock.
It's the third rock from the sun.
Okay, we arrive now at the moment when the teams play that old favourite word for word. It's where the teams speak a random series of words which have no apparent connection to each other and can't be construed to have any valid logical, linguistic meaning or purpose. By the way, for anyone who just tuned in and only caught that last bit, this isn't Round Britain Quiz. Each player should exchange random words with his teammate. If the other team spots a connection, they can challenge to take over. So, fingers on buzzers, Barry and Graham, so I ask Tim and Max to start.
Corpse.
Gasket.
Corpulent.
Walnut.
Tarantula.
Challenge here from Graham.
Yes, the walnut tarantula. Very nasty species. Comes over here at Christmas in imported fruit and nuts.
It crushes nuts, does it not?
It does?
Yes, yes.
So you want to keep out of its way.
Indeed.
Barry?
What? Are we going now?
Yeah.
Aubergine.
Ants.
Apotheosis.
Rock.
Gusset.
Boulder.
No.
Theodolite.
Tramp.
Gusket and theodolite both play for England.
When? Be specific.
The tight head prop June. In the centre.
Yeah.
Well, we're no experts.
Nor am I, so you better carry on.
Plinth.
Plays for Wales.
That is known as the Plinth of Wales. Yeah.
Graham.
Tureen. Lubricious. Witch.
Challenge.
Lubricious plays for Scotland.
Go on, Barry, say something.
Diagonal.
Captain of Wales in the 21s.
What was the connection?
Diagonal is a wing. Just runs from one corner to the other. Oh, well.
Now time to play the game called Mornington Crescent. But first, I understand that since the series returned, our Mornington Crescent letter line switchboard has been permanently jammed with a message. It comes from a Mrs. Trellis of North Wales. Who writes, Dear Miss Ady, rain, rain, rain. Day in, day out, nothing but rain and then rain again. Does Her Majesty never take a holiday? Yours faithfully, Mrs. Trellis. On with the game now, which this week is played to the Liberal Coalition regulations as defined by David Lloyd George at the Mayfair Synod of 1922. Better known as his new Mayfair rules, these predate and mustn't be confused with his further new rules all of later that year. If in doubt, remember the handy aid memoir, often recited by seasoned players. Lloyd George, new Mayfair, further... Lloyd George, new Mayfair, the further new Lloyd George. So teams, remember that Prince of Wales Drive can only be approached from the south, and the three shepherds in a row earns a bonus move. Tim, will you start, please?
Euston.
Shepherd's Bush. Ealing Broadway.
It's broken the chain, hasn't it?
Can I?
What are we going to do if the chain's broke?
Well, we won't get a flush, will we?
No.
Googe Street.
Good.
Shepherd's Hill.
Oh. Shepherd's Walk.
Ah.
Sloane Square.
Three, don't surely.
Secrets of Dorian. No, he didn't.
No. Bonus, so I can go again. Sorry, Max.
Yeah.
I can go again. He's new. It's all right. Don't,
yeah. No. Mm. Don't you patronise my partner. He's Welsh, you know.
Patronize, that means talking down to people.
Yes.
Go on, Barry, let's be serious.
I agree, Hum. Duke Street.
Dangerous.
Right, you're still it? North. It's here.
Yeah? Hmm. Wimbledon.
Oh, no. He's new.
Elephant, but not castle.
Just elephant.
Good enough for Lloyd George.
And that case, Primrose Hill.
King's Road.
King's Cross. Mornington Crescent.
Yeah!
It's time to raise the tone now with our literary round of proverbs and quotations. The renewed currency of many older sayings makes a fascinating study as the living language adapts to modern requirements. For example, the old expression, "the road to heaven is paved with good intentions," could have been tailor-made for London's gay club scene. Well, in France, horses for courses is the motto of the Guild of Restaurant Chefs. And, of course, the phrase, "there's worse things happen at sea," will ring especially true for anyone who had to sit through the film Titanic. As a test of the team's knowledge of the literary heritage of Wales, I brought along a selection of my favourite Welsh proverbs, quotations and other sayings, which I'd like them to complete. It's you first, Max. There are two sides to every...
Tory.
I'm supposed to give you the answer, which is page. So you were very close. Tim, love your neighbour, but maintain your...
bicycle. I lead an odd life.
The answer should be hedge. Barry, if... if a crown were to be... This is for you, Barry. If a crown were to be placed on every fool's head...
you'd never be able to spot the Queen in Parliament.
Well, it should be, really. We would all be kings. Graham, a girl's teeth will wear out sooner...
in the Oval Office.
I'm supposed to say then her tongue, but I'm bloody well not going to. Okay, here are some for anybody to complete. A sow that goes to Oxford will still be a sow when...
she becomes Prime Minister.
Or, preferably, she returns.
What? Okay. God forbid!
A girl has lust in her eyes, a boy has lust...
his deposit.
You came in there a bit quickly there.
The answer is in his heart. Milk for a child, meat for a man, beer for...
Mr. Cryer.
And that's absolutely right.
Absolutely.
Says here, the old. It's easier to say mountain than...
Clanfire, Poor Gingrich, Bogaret. Quinn's Ropper, Clantishilio, Gogogoch.
The correct answer is to climb one. Easier to say mountain than to climb one. Mm. If Wales could be rolled out flat as England, it would...
be known as the Hereford Bypass.
And the answer is, be the bigger of the two. Well, it's very nearly time to end the show, but not before the teams announce the late arrivals at the driving instructor's ball. Samantha tells us she's taking her test this week. She says she can't wait to climb aboard her little Morris to demonstrate the correct use of the horn in a built-up area. So while she's away, would the teams please provide announcements at the driving instructor's ball?
Mr. and Mrs. Gency Stop. and their daughter, Emma Jency Stop.
Mr. and Mrs. L.A. Swansea. And their son, Davy L.A. Swansea.
Will you welcome, please, all the way from Bombay, the Before Pulling Out family, and their daughter, India Kate Before Pulling Out.
And I'm from Bangor in North Wales. A roch croes from our. Please welcome Mr. and Mrs. Feeling You Need More Lessons. And their son, Ivor. I've a feeling you need more lessons.
And will you welcome, please, from Spain, Mr. and Mrs. Gears and their son, Manuel.
And a big warm welcome, please, for Mr. and Mrs.
Bennett Maureen. You're going to eat him. No, no.
And their son,
Gordon Bennett Maureen. You're going to eat him. No.
And please welcome Mr. and Mrs. Place and a young daughter, Noelle. Noelle Place.
And there's Mr. and Mrs. Signal Maneuver and their daughter, Moira Signal Maneuver.
Mr. and Mrs. Will You Slow Down and their only son, Jesus. Jesus, will you slow down?
Good order, please. It's cabaret time.
Oh.
With Toyota Wilcox. And Tina 3-Point Turner. Singing Reverse Deep, Mountain High.
Mr. and Mrs. Position at the Lights and their daughter Jocelyn.
Mr. and Mrs., will you welcome, please? Mr. and Mrs. Doubt in front of me without singling. And their illegitimate son, the bastard pulled out his
children. So, ladies and gentlemen, it only remains for me to bid you farewell in time-honored local tradition. So, Bach, look, you lovely boy, keep a welcome in the hillside by here. And Yakida Pobola Kum Taffy took Dean Forbes Sice, isn't it? And with that, it's goodbye from Samantha, the teams, myself, and the good folk of Cardiff. Goodbye.
Simbrook Taylor, Barry Cryer, Graham Garden, and Max Boyce were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultant was Ian Pattinson, and the producer was John Naismith.